Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, guys, so today we're going to try to keep it short and sweet. We're not going to do a lot of news. We're just going to talk about my five favorite Christmas movies, my top five Christmas movies, if you will. So let's go ahead and get into it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network, available on all of your favorite podcast apps, such as things like Google, Spotify, SoundCloud. No, we used to be on SoundCloud. Stitcher, there's the one, and more. All the podcasts also, of course, go up here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, as well as reactions to trailers, anime. There's live streams, do game streams every now and then, and more. Of course, we have merch available at our Redbubble link in the description box down below. Cute anime girl, I'm actually wearing one of the prints right now. IMA for our anime stuff, podcast logos and related items, as well as artwork prints from Tim Nardelli's Night Terror comic. And of course, hey, LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. You see the podcast stuff there as well. I'm Kyle. Name is on the screen. Yes, name is still on the screen. I've been removing the social media stuff because honestly, I just like I don't do enough for that. But then again, you know, don't have all the followers in the world either, and a lot of politics on X, and that gets it gets stressful. Anyways, we're heading into the Christmas weekend. Christmas is on Monday. For those that celebrate that. And I wanted a chance to talk about my five favorite Christmas movies. I'm a huge Halloween guy. Christmas is fun. I do enjoy it, especially now being a dad, being a father. I think that comes with its own extra joy. So I'm big into Christmas. Even though I kind of love Halloween a little bit more, my Santa hat, you guys have seen it several times throughout the month. I wear it pretty much every day, not like in the house unless I'm recording, but like going out to the store, taking kid to the bus stop or whatnot, from like the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas, Christmas morning. And then I'm done with it after, Christmas Day. But yeah, Christmas movies are a thing. There's a lot of arguments about what makes a Christmas movie. And at the risk of everyone clicking out of this right now, I'll go ahead and say it. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Neither is Iron Man 3. And what was that other one? Man, there was another one people were bringing up about recently. Batman Returns. Batman Returns might be more Christmas movie than Die Hard, though. But I'm still not sold on Batman Returns being a Christmas movie either. Setting is it's more than setting. It's more of the I want to say messaging, but I'm not necessarily talking the religious aspect, although that can be a part of it. So it is a bit subjective, but you start thinking about the things of family togetherness, gift giving, gift receiving, and whether that gift is monetary or physical or a emotional, spiritual, or like lesson type gift, right? Those all play into it, using themes from traditional Christmas, that's like the core of it, right? And sure, you can kind of get away with it if it's a movie about Santa Claus and not have much more. There's some dark comedies and even horror movies that are 100% Christmas movies, at least because of Santa Claus. But Die Hard, Iron Man 3, and others just set during Christmas don't quite make it. Anyways, we're going to talk about five movies that 100% do make it. And these are kind of sort of in order from like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hence, five. But they can sometimes, a couple of them can sometimes switch places depending on the year. But number five for me, Scrooged. This is a comedic take on the classic Ebenezer Scrooge Christmas Carol story. Bill Murray's hilarious in it. You got Bobcat Goldthwait's also in this film. And the gentleman whose name is escaping me right now, he eventually goes on to play Lionel Luthor in Smallville. Lex Luthor's dad in Smallville. He's in the film as well. It's hilarious. Murray is like peak Bill Murray in this. It's one of the ones that my wife and I watch every Christmas Eve together. It's something my family would watch every Christmas Eve together when I was still in school, like when I was a kid, and all the way up through adulthood. So because yes, I unfortunately had to move back in when I was like 20. And then I deployed to Iraq, and then I got married, and been doing the grown up thing ever since. But yeah, Scrooge is a great one. If you guys have not seen it, I highly suggest you check this one out. Funniest version of A Christmas Carol, and I guess kind of technically the second best version of A Christmas Carol. We'll get into what is the number one in a bit. So number four for me is The Santa Claus. I absolutely adore this film. Saw it in theaters with my family when it first came out. Tim Allen, a real treat in this. And this is like at the height of his home improvement fame. And dude came from like a rough start besides the stand-up comedy. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was dealing cocaine, or maybe he was caught with cocaine, but dealing other drugs. But drugs were related, had an arrest record, all that, turned his life around. And I know he can be a controversial figure. There's been reports of him being a dick on set, allegedly been reports of him being a dick on set of the recent Santa Clauses series. And I know some people don't like his politics, but this movie is great. What happens if Santa falls off your roof and you have to take over? Kind of goes through some of the stages of grief. His family has some issues with the situation, both his like physical changes and changes in his son, who is aware that he is the new Santa, while of course everyone else is out there not believing. It's great. It's wholesome. There's just enough of that like 90s style adult comedy mixed into a children or family friendly film. But this is an all-time classic. Like, absolutely The Santa Claus, top five.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Number three, another classic, a little bit older than the Santa Claus, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. There's only two good vacation movies, the original and this one. Lots of physical comedy in here. Chevy Chase, another guy that allegedly, have to say that because I don't think anything's been proven in court, is a dick on set. That being said, he's freaking hilarious. And this movie, like I said, there's only two good vacation movies, and I actually enjoyed this one more than the original. Original one's great, though. It's a it's just a comedy movie where all sorts of bad things happen because the main characters are all dumb. Everyone from Clark to his wife, his two kids, his parents, and that's some of the best stuff is the two families getting together. You have what is his name? Randy Quaid. There it is. Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid, sibling, right? Yeah, siblings. Randy Quaid's in this movie again, playing the same cousin that he played in the first film. Hilarious. You get Brian Arthur Murray, Bill Murray's brother, plays in a lot of movies. You might know Mayor of Punxsutawney in Groundhog Day, and the doctor that agrees to lock up the Ghostbusters in Ghostbusters 2. Anyways, getting off track. Christmas Vacation, hilarious movie. A lot of familiar faces. Beverly. Crap, I'm forgetting her last name, but yeah, lots of familiar faces. D'Angelo, there it is. It's on the bottom of the poster. I'm cheating on that one. Anyways, guys, let's carry on to number two. Number two, Home Alone, one of the greatest Christmas movies ever made, because it's like two things in one. It is a Tom and Jerry cartoon and this really fun, family-friendly Christmas movie about a family being separated and trying to get back together, celebrate this holiday. It's a classic, guys. I mean, look at the poster. Is there anyone who even knows the word Christmas who doesn't know this movie? Its sequel is also really good. Home Alone 2 could easily be a top five Christmas movie. And I almost did kick Scrooged off of it because there's another Christmas Carol version coming up next. But I was like, nah, we'll just stick with one. But Home Alone 2 in its own right is equally as good in my mind. As some of the traps in that one, or things that Kevin does to Marv and Harry, are funnier in the second one. Like the arc weld electrocution is just great. Home Alone, kid gets separated from his family, they leave him behind on vacation. You guys have seen this movie. It's definitely number two for me, because number one is just a little bit better. Now, I know a lot of people are big on their version of A Christmas Carol. My dad swears by the George C. Scott version. I've heard that the CGI one relatively recently was really well received, even though it wasn't well watched. It wasn't watched a lot, but it was well received. I have not seen it. Some people like Mickey's Christmas Carol, Scrooged, but a lot of people like the one that I like, and that is Muppet's Christmas Carol. The Muppet Christmas Carol is the best, bar freaking none. You got Michael freaking Caine as the best Scrooge there's ever been or ever will be. From his mannerisms to his look to just the sheer talent that Michael Caine brings to the set with Muppets. And he plays into it so well. You believe 100% that Kermit and Piggy and Gonzo and all of them are real. And speaking of Gonzo, him and Rizzo, the absolute, like, they are a great duo whenever they're together, and it works best in this movie. There's what I was trying to get to. I also am a big fan of them on Muppets Treasure Island, but this as Charles Dickens and Rizzo the Rat is just, it's amazing, man. This movie just fills me with a lot of good memories from childhood. This is another movie that we saw in theaters, which is became rarer and rarer as I got older, seeing movies in theaters with my family, which sucked. But hey, I think that's part of why I got such a big love for film to begin with, is a lot of time in theaters to start with. So it fills me with a lot of joy to watch this movie. I could watch it multiple times in a season, but it is 100% our Christmas Eve tradition movie. Like the one. Like, we can skip others. We could push Scrooged to Christmas night. That's fine. Muppet Christmas Carol is being watched Christmas Eve, come hell or high water. I don't think there's any, well, the one song which does get cut out, song sung in the past. I don't know why, but man, often I'm not a big musical person either. And often in musicals, if you've got where the female isn't necessarily the center character, where there's a female song, think Nightmare Before Christmas, Sally's song, Muppet Christmas Carol, the one where Ebenezer's girlfriend, fiance, sings. Those tend to be the worst songs, man. I don't know why. It's not right. It's not fair, because you take, like I said, a female-centric musical and they have more songs there, and they tend to be better. You know, I'm not a musical person. I'm not going to like, you know, Beauty and the Beast in general, but they're definitely better songs than what Sally got, or Scrooge's girlfriend gets in Muppet Christmas Carol. But yeah, that's my number one all-time favorite Christmas movie. Some honorable mentions. I mentioned Home Alone 2. And absolutely the modern Grinch, The Grinch, with Benedict Cumberbatch as the voice of The Grinch. I know it's kind of divisive. I guess you could say it that way. I know some people really don't like it. I really appreciate it for what it is, which is a new take on the character. His motivations, I know for some, aren't as deep as I guess they built in their mind for the original Grinch from the book. And I don't like the Jim Carrey version, but I know some people do, and that's why they don't like the CGI one. But that's an honorable mention for me, The Grinch, and of course, Home Alone 2, which are great. Let me know what your guys' top five are in the comments down below. Give the video a thumbs up. Thumbs down. If it is thumbs down, let me know what it was. Was it something I said? Was it my list? If so, respond with your list, like I said, in the comments below. Check out other content here on the channel. We have a lot of it. The playlists are actually a great way to really absorb our content. They're split up by shows and reactions and whatnot. The podcast available on all your favorite podcast apps. Genreverse merch at the Genreverse Redbubble in the description box below. Link in the description box below. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. I don't know if I will do anything on Christmas Day. I really don't. Maybe I'll record something Christmas Eve. If not, I should see you guys on Tuesday. Have a happy and safe weekend. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.